Andreas Delfs. You know, yours is one of those names I say all the time. I'm hoping I'm saying it correctly.
Absolutely. Yes, it even has a little German lilt when you say it.
Well, good for me. I'm trying to think, is this your first time in the Valley?
No, I've been here when I was very young, I think 14 or 15 years ago.
All right.
It was one of my first guest conducting gigs. It was lovely, I remember it, but as I said, it's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I'll say welcome back.
Thank you.
Have you worked with this week's guest artist, Anna Kiko Myers?
Yes, I think we have worked once before, and we have actually to double check that when we see each other tomorrow.
Yes.
Many, many years ago, I was conducting in Washington, and it was the Bartok Second Violin Concerto, and I was pretty sure it was Anna Kiko.
Okay.
So I'll ask her tomorrow whether she remembers it.
Well, this week you're playing The Barber, one of those 20th century pieces mm-hmm. that did get into the repertoire. When you come to this piece again, it's one of those 20th century pieces you do encounter, I'm sure, with some regularity.
Mm. I feel very close to this piece. It was one of those revelations for me when I came to this country from Germany. And to my shame, I had to admit, I didn't know much American music. That is because American music is not performed that much in Germany. And I remember I was at Juilliard, and within 4 weeks of being there, I was invited to a party, and I met Aaron Copland. I had no idea who he was.
Really?
So I had an easy time because I chatted him up. I had no, you know, everybody else was so inhibited to talk to him. But I said, so nice to meet you. You still teach at Juilliard? What's your day like? And we had a great time because I didn't kowtow to him. But that's how I was when I came to America. And Barber was one of those composers that I didn't know at all. And I think it was the violin concerto that I heard first. It struck me like lightning is not the right word because that's not the piece that strikes you like lightning. But I remember I ran around with a halo for days because this shine and the shimmer and the absolute pristine beauty of this piece grabbed me from the first moment on. And that is not easy to do, to write a piece in the 20th century with a predominantly contemporary idiom, although I would argue Barber is very romantic as a composer, but it's a 20th century American piece. To write a piece that is so universally understood, so simple, it's so simple, especially the first two movements, are just a very easy to understand language, yet the piece never seems boring or one-dimensional to you at all. Mm. It's a real stroke of genius, I find, the natural way of writing a melody that I find like Schubert. I mean, Schubert is the great writer of beautiful melodies, and Barber can do that too. I know I'm going to cry tomorrow when I hear the beginning of the second movement, this beautiful oboe solo that then the cello pick up and later the violin. That always brings me to tears, and I don't know why. I know the piece. There's nothing surprising for me in it, but it's so heartfelt and so sincere. It's an absolutely gorgeous piece.
And you mentioned the second movement. It's always great. I think the last person to play this here was Robin McDuffie.
Yeah.
But it's always a joy for us to hear our principal oboe, Marian Boswell.
Yeah.
She's a great player.
That's one of the great, great solos in the literature.
It's hard to imagine that someone would be hearing the Bach for the first time, but maybe they're becoming reacquainted with it. And what a great way.
Mm-hmm.
With a great orchestra, a guest conductor who's enthusiastic mm-hmm. about what's going on tonight, and a guest artist, and the orchestra's concertmaster playing the mm-hmm. the Bach double.
It's a lovely juxtaposition.
Is this a piece that you get a chance to do much, or?
For me, until I was 16, there was only Bach. I didn't allow any other composer into my life. And then I went to the Wagner Festival in Bayreuth, and then I was lost for the world from then on. But until that moment, it was only Bach. So I've heard and done and played on the harpsichord this piece many, many times. And it's one of these great, great pieces that makes you think, if Bach would have continued on the way of writing secular music, which at the time of his life he was doing, what incredible, you know, works he could have still written. Of course, he went then into religious music, and we have all these great oratories and passions and cantatas and so forth. But what a great virtuosic writer of orchestral music he was. When you hear the pieces that he wrote in the Köthen years, including the Brandenburg Concerti, the suites, and the violin concerti, which he apparently was able to play on the violin himself, which always is something that's hard for me to believe, because we know what an incredible keyboard player he must have been, because the pieces that we have. But if you think that he also played violin this well, unbelievable.
Brahms 1. Tell me about this piece. When you're opening it up, you're working with a new group, where are you going with this?
I always start with the fourth movement, because then I can see, does the orchestra see it the same way than I? Will they give me the liberties that I take in the tone poem part of it, the introduction, and will they follow my shifts of mood and tempo in the symphonic part of the symphony that have to be exactly the same? That's already the first read-through tells me a lot. Mm. And then I decide how much I need to establish. This morning it was very easy because the orchestra really just visually followed me beautifully. So there was not much need for verbalizing what I needed to do. And once that rapport is established, almost everything else falls into place. Then after the intermission, we did the first movement, and I found that I had to say much less because this is a fabulous orchestra. And once they understood my intentions, they filled in the blanks. And that is the hallmark of a real great orchestra. If you don't have to say, yes, we do this here, but a good orchestra fills in the blank without being told that. And it was a delight this morning to see how quickly this orchestra adopted.
Should be a great couple of performances this week.
I'm very much looking forward to it.
Andreas Stelz, it's wonderful to meet you.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Valley.
Thank you so much for having me.